Rancho Mark West spreads across a steep, unspoiled hillside northeast of Santa Rosa, not far downstream from the headwaters of its namesake, Mark West Creek. Once part of a large Spanish land grant, the remaining property is now owned and carefully tended by Betty and Jim Dirksen.
Well, it's 120 acres. I've had it for exactly 50 years this year. I figure at this point we're over 200,000 people have come through the property.
Many of those visitors have come through the Dirksen's partnership with Land Paths.
They're doing a lot of stuff. They have all these different functions that go on. They bring about 5,000 school kids here a year.
Craig Anderson is Land Paths' executive director.
Land Paths has been working with the Dirksens since 1998 on this property. It's got both the working landscape with the barns and the hay fields and the historic aspects of Sonoma County, but it's also got the wildlands, the creek, the redwood forest. It's ideal for families. It's ideal for kids. We have ADA walks out here because it's flat ground down to the redwood forest. So there's really something here for everybody. It is an absolutely idyllic place to have as a community hub.
That outdoor social atmosphere was present in abundance at the annual holiday gathering held at Rancho Mark West this past Saturday. With a potluck meal, hikes, craft activities for kids, and informal music making by a campfire, it was a well-attended, diverse family event. That family friendliness is one of the property's greatest attractions, adds Omar Gallardo, Land Paths Outreach and Diversity Director.
It's a safe space. It has that introductory feel where people, if they have not camped out, if they haven't really gone out and explored, hiked, it makes it really family friendly. There's areas where you could actually take a family for a very level hike, but also it has a very unique environment. You know, you have the redwoods and it goes into a Douglas fir environment, but also the pond is a huge attraction.
The Rancho is also a popular site for outdoor activities for school kids. Anderson ticks off three ongoing youth programs that Land Paths directs there.
One during the school year is called In Our Own Backyard. That's 33 different classes from around Sonoma County that have adopted this and several other sites, and the kids come four times during the year. Then in the summer, there's a camp called Owl Camp on site, which goes for about a month and a half. And then the Inspired Forward program, the high school program, is out here also for visits.
Krista Gasper is a group leader for the Owl Camp. It's a day camp for kids aged 5 to 13 that she says is structured as a hands-on traditional summer camp experience.
I lead kids on nature hikes. We go and play in the creek. We do nature-based arts and crafts. The kids love to go in the garden and pick raspberries and strawberries and smell all of the different smells, tomatoes. They work in the garden. They'll sift compost. And then we also use the stuff in the garden every day to cook a snack.
Yet even with all that is already happening, Anderson is enthusiastic about doing even more there.
Looking ahead, we've got the opportunity for not only more day use, but overnight visits out here. The potential to walk through Saddle Mountain Open Space Preserve, which connects to the city of Santa Rosa, and literally be able to walk from downtown and spend the night up here and have a meal from the garden.
The next planned activity at Rancho Mark West is a Land Paths workday to maintain the extensive network of trails on the property. That happens from 10 to 1 this coming Saturday. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.